track three. Lorna talks to Tim Huggins as he tries to convince her and us that wasps are actually an important part of nature during the summer months and that we shouldn't be afraid of them at all. I wonder whether you will be convinced.
Well, I'm sitting in my front room and I've got Tim Huggins in the chair beside me, and we're going to chat about wasps, bees and ants, a very misunderstood group of insects. So over to you.
Hello, Lorna. Yes, okay. Yeah, I just thought people might be interested to hear a bit about this group of insects. It's sort of topical this time of year with the
Absolutely.
Sunny weather we're having at the moment, the heat that tends to make them. I know in my garden they're very active there. And so, yeah, just thought that'd be perhaps interesting to cover something about it. So I've always been interested in insects anyway, and as you said in the introduction, these are a bit misunderstood and disliked because
yeah.
obviously their thing of stinging people is what puts us off. So that tends to make us fearful. And people who are not sighted have even more difficulties than the rest of us, because I know the first time, for example, I ever got stung by a wasp, it was out of my sight. It was under my handlebars on my bicycle. And I'd been eating an ice lolly, so mm-hmm. my fingers were sticky. I think I was about 12 or something at the time. Mm. Went to grab hold of my handlebars and squeezed the wasp under my fingers, and it stung me. So quite a surprise. And as I've just said, if you can't see them
mm-hmm.
Because you're maybe not sighted, then it's even worse. So it's useful to perhaps know a little bit more about them, to be forewarned, but also to learn something of what surrounds us. So where do we go? Wasps. There's the three groups of animals, wasps, ants and bees, are all in the same order, same family, if you like, the Hymenoptera. And their sort of characteristics, they have these social nests, don't they? And we're used to that sort of idea, the big nest on them. But in fact, with wasps, there's 9,000 species in the UK alone,
right?
Which is a surprise in itself.
Yeah, yeah.
So we don't think of a lot of these as wasps, but people will know of things like ichneumon flies and things like that. They parasitise other insects often, either laying eggs in the larvae of those insects, or maybe they paralyse the insects and lay their eggs on top and stash them away. So people have bee hotels and things in their gardens, they might know of those, and they poke these caterpillars that they've paralysed in there, lay their eggs on them and stop them up. So they're solitary wasps and bees, those sorts of things, particularly solitary wasps. So thinking a bit more about the social, they're called eusocial insects, in fact, that have bigger colonies. In the wasps, we have about three species in the UK that we'll think of most of the time as what are known as paper wasps. And they have this interesting habit of chewing bits of wood in your garden. Some people might notice sort of marks and things on their furniture, feel little channels have been cut in. And this is the wasps chewing the surface off, and they chew this up and make a flat surface and make almost scale-like paper that they form into big balls that they can expand as the size of their nest increases.
Right. Yeah.
So perhaps we should go back to a bit of basics, is that in the spring, queen bees and wasps from bumblebees and these paper wasps emerge from hibernation. And that's why there aren't many wasps and bees around early on in the year, certainly none in the winter. But because as they get going, they have to then found a new nest. So the queen builds this new nest, gets her first little batch of offspring and workers to help her, and then go off and they build a bigger nest and progress all the way through the summer, making it bigger and bigger. So keeping with wasps, they get up to about typically about 5,000 or more, maybe 10,000 in one nest. Yeah.
God.
And naturally, this makes people a bit anxious that if you've got one of these in your roof. You know, what's going to happen? Am I going to get invaded by these things? And I had one in the roof above my bedroom last summer. And you can sometimes, on a very quiet night, I live out in the countryside, hear a faint sort of buzz noise, because they all return, they're day flies, they return at night to the home, the nest, and so they're all in there, 5,000.
You know, I had never thought of that.
Yeah, so moths and things were used to flying at night, owls and so on, but bees and wasps, they all return to their nests. So there they are, they're all in there and humming away. People then naturally think these have got to come into my bedroom, but they don't. They've got the protective layer of the roof and the ceiling to keep their nest safe, so they don't really want to be disturbed in there, and they don't want to make holes into somebody's bedroom and stuck. So they're quite safe there, but it is disconcerting to think about. And so they will just go about their business, and then towards the end of the summer, the queen starts to change the eggs she lays to be fertilised ones and unfertilised ones that form females and males, and the females in this case become new queens. And this is actually how the nest reproduces, if you like, because she might produce 20, 40 new queens, and twice that many may be males, and they go off and mate and then disperse somewhere else. So we're talking now about maybe late September, October, and they disperse. The old queen dies, and that's the end of the nest. The workers fizzle out, and meantime, the young, newly fertilised queens go off and hibernate in your garden shed or somewhere. I always find one in an old coat I've got hanging in the garden shed.
Yeah.
Or I have a summer house and they hibernate in there, so when spring starts up there's forever queen wasps flying around in the summer house as they wake up. And so they will then go for the next cycle, found the nest. Meantime, the old males and workers all died off. But of course there's one little irritation within this, and that's, why do all these wasps suddenly start making a nuisance of themselves around me? And this is because of a... Unfortunately, they switch to quite liking sweet things more in the late summer. Yeah. And so hence my incident with the handlebars and the lollipop stickiness under my fingers. They start going for sticky things and getting in our way, getting in our drink and things like that, which is, you know, obviously something quite serious if you can't see them and you don't know
they're
there.
Do they go for yellow? Because I often
wonder
about that.
Yes, not just the insects we're talking about, bees, wasps, ants. It's actually insects generally go for yellow. That's a bit of a different topic, but they No, that's fine. But I'm just meaning that, you know, why do they go for yellow? Well, the different frequencies of light, including ultraviolet and frequencies that we can't see, that insects are attracted to, and yellow is one of those. It's in many cases for insects, it's a source of nectar because of flowers.
Yeah,
and
I see.
So yellow is naturally attractive to them.
So they're interested in yellow. They're going for the sweet stuff.
And they'll bother you. And I'm sure I don't need to lecture your listeners on precautionary things in like this, because, you know, as I've already touched on, getting one in your drink is a great hazard. And in fact, my father many years ago managed to get one in his beer and slugged it down in enthusiasm on a hot day for enjoying a swig of his beer. It was a wasp in it, and it stung him at the back of his throat. And of course, that can be very serious because your tongue will swell up and potentially choke. So not very pleasant. So after that time, he was very religious about having a mug with a lid.
Yes, on the top.
So as soon as he'd had his slug of beer, he clapped the lid back down before anything could get in it.
That's a good idea.
It's to be recommended, yes. One of the questions that I think I ought to say that really irritates me is people say, what use are wasps? You know, who is to say what use anything is? What use are humans? Wasps actually do a lot of really good things in the garden, cleaning up insects and other prey that they eat meat. Wasps rather than bees, and so they'll chew up other flies and other insects and aphids and so many things like this. And so they do a really good job cleaning up in the garden.
Well, I think I'll tell you what we'll do, Tim. We'll stop there at this point, and I think we'll have another little chat, and perhaps you can tell me a bit more about the bees.